Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, it is great to be with you again. How is this new book coming?
That's good. I'm into the final stages of Mercedes-AMG Race Bred Performance. And hopefully we'll see something out on the bookshelves later this year.
Let's outline what we're going to talk about today, Matt. Chevrolet has unveiled a startlingly new high-performance prototype based loosely on a production EV. We'll have the details on that. There, of course, is more tariff talk this week as the Trump administration signals it is looking at reciprocal tariffs on automobiles and other products. We can give you some clarity on what has become an emotional issue for a lot of people. Much gnashing of teeth there, maybe unnecessarily. In light of changing regulations and changing market conditions, Ford has decided to delay the launch of its next-generation F-150 pickup. We'll have the details on that. And troubled electric vehicle maker Nikola has gone into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A lot to talk about, right, Matt?
The industry just continues to change. There's a lot going on and a lot of traditional things that we always thought, like the pickup trucks, that things at times are changing.
Yes, they are changing very definitely. And interesting times, as they say. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my soon-to-be-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and of course by Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt is the author of a great book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Vehicle, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. He's a world-famous auto expert. I'm proud to know him. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Maybe not every week, but we get together many weeks. And Matt, what is the vehicle you'd like to discuss this week?
I'm in the Polestar 3, which is an electric vehicle. Not many people may be aware of this brand. It's really a remarkable luxury electric.
My test car this week is the 2025 Toyota Corolla FX. And we have a great guest for you, too. Michael Evanoff is Senior Manager of Product Planning for Hyundai. We talked about the new Hyundai Ioniq 5 XRT. So that's all coming up on America on the Road. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. It's Shackney Red back with you. We're so glad Matt is with us. Chris Teague can't be with us this week. I think he's doing something with his family. Good for him. Good for us that we have Matt with us. And Matt, a lot of interesting news here. I don't know if you've seen this Blazer EVR NASCAR prototype. They announced it around the Daytona 500 race. Pretty cool stuff. A really good-looking vehicle in a lot of ways, at least by my eyes. It's pretty cool. What's your take on it?
Yeah, it's kind of, it kind of reminds me of the Blazer EV. And it's high performance. We'll see. I mean, I look at it as their answer to the Ford Mach-E. But, you know, you wonder if NASCAR is going to go electric or not.
Yeah, I think there's a big question there. I think this is interesting in that this has three electric motors and a liquid-cooled battery for 1,300 horsepower. That's just amazing. And maybe this is something that can run a NASCAR going forward. I think maybe that's why they're taking a look at this. And I think it's basically in the NASCAR next generation chassis. So it has that suspension componentry, all of that kind of stuff. It's just seeing what you can do with that kind of thing. I mean, I watched the Daytona race with amusement, actually, seeing the Camaro taillights on a vehicle out there that, Camaro's gone. So I'm not sure why that's there.
Right. But well, you know, it'll be interesting because who thought they would race trucks? And the trucks have become a pretty good series for them. Maybe this is another way to kind of help people accept electric vehicles. I still think it's kind of a stretch, but it's an interesting engineering exercise.
Well, I mean, we've asked on the show, I think you and I have talked about the fact, who's going to buy all of these 40 EVs that are SUVs, right? I mean, the pace car at the Daytona 500 was a Blazer EV SS, which has 615 horsepower, goes 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds if you use the wide open watts or wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, but like, who's the purchaser for this? I'm baffled by that.
Well, you know, it comes down to cost, as always, and they're just, you know, they're just not on par with internal combustion technology. And until we see greater parity between EVs and gas when it comes to their sticker prices, the needle's just not going to move.
Yeah. I just wonder, too, and maybe it's just me, or I'm an old duffer who likes gasoline performance and can't quite get my arms around EV performance. EVs have great performance, but they seem soulless to me. They don't seem like they have any real personality. Every one seems like every other one.
Right, right.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's a really key point. And part of the thrill of racing is the sound. And, you know, they're trying to come up with these fake sounds that EVs to try and generate some level of excitement for them. But they come across as being not authentic. And I think people still like authenticity. And I don't see it as replacing what they're doing right now, at least in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I'm fascinated about where this is going to go. And of course, there's a lot of other things mitigating against electric performance cars, too. I mean, let's talk about tariffs. I think there's a ton of talk about tariffs. I think a lot of it is more smoke than fire. I think most people had no idea what tariffs were on various cars coming into this year and coming into this new administration that we're seeing. I think the latest thing I think we've heard from the current administration is they're looking to put reciprocal tariffs on vehicles, what means if a country has a 25% tariff on vehicles entering their country, we'll put a 25% tariff on vehicles from that country entering ours, which seems eminently fair to me, but a lot of people are up in arms about it. I'm curious as to, and some people are saying this is going to start a trade war, which I think is kind of balderdash too, but I'm curious about your view on this, Matt.
Well, I like free trade. I think people should pay what things cost, but the question of fairness really does come up. And if we can't export our products in the other markets tariff-free, then it's reciprocal is in order. And I think that that's one of the reasons here. I mean, you're seeing Detroit-based automakers kind of complaining about this because they've offshored jobs and they're bringing vehicles in and they don't want to pay the tariff. Well, if you built your cars here, you wouldn't have this problem. I mean, it's really interesting that the people staying out of the tariff debates are companies like Toyota and Honda that have spent considerable sums building factories here in the U.S. So if you build where you sell them, tariffs are not an issue.
Yeah, and if you want to avoid tariffs as a consumer, just buy a car that's built in the United States. I mean, and there's plenty of import brands that are also building cars in the United States. So that shouldn't be a problem, even if you're an import fan. Yeah, let me just give everybody a take on what's going on here in terms of reciprocity. Oh, that's a fun word to say, too. The European Union has a 10% tariff on vehicle imports, and we have a 2.5% tariff on passenger vehicles coming from there and coming from other places. Well, that kind of doesn't seem particularly fair, does it?
Right.
You know,
right.
Perhaps we need a 10% tariff or something like that on European vehicles entering our market, just in terms of fairness.
You know, and all this caterwauling about this, one of the strongest segments in the U.S. market right now are pickup trucks. And for 50 years, we've had a 25% tariff on imported trucks. So I don't, this isn't something new, and it played to our strength, and we still dominate in the full-size truck market. And I don't hear any complaints about that.
No, and they're not building pickup trucks overseas to any great extent. I guess they're building mid-sizes. I don't even think they build full-size pickup trucks anywhere but in the United States. So, again, a little bit of a head-scratcher. But speaking of full-size pickup trucks, Ford has said it's going to delay, or there is a report at least, that Ford is going to delay its next F-150, its full-size pickup truck. Of course, it's the best-selling vehicle in the United States. They are attributing this decision to economic and policy uncertainties, which I think a lot of us are experiencing now. Certainly the industry is experiencing that. And I think they're worried about not necessarily supply chain challenges, but they're worried about costs of, say, aluminum, on which there is now a larger tariff, that kind of thing. And I think they're just trying to get their arms around things. They might have wanted to delay the introduction of this truck anyway. And this is kind of a convenient scapegoat for that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that they're doing this rethinking now. And part of that equation, too, is the F-150 Lightning. There's talk that they may not renew that vehicle as part of this makeover of the F-150, which is they lost a tremendous amount of money on that project. And as you said, I mean, if there's going to be really high tariffs on aluminum, we conceivably could see the next F-150 going back to some steel, more steel components in the vehicle itself. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and that might be driven too by new fuel economy requirements, which might be lessened versus what they were supposed
Correct.
To be, which would suggest more internal combustion engine vehicles and more vehicles built out of steel instead of more exotic materials.
Well, the other interesting point on the F-150 is that it's being challenged for the sales lead by the Toyota RAV4. So it's kind of interesting that maybe even the market itself is finally to make shifting a little bit away from these full-size pickups.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Nikola, because this is the vehicle maker, the electric vehicle maker, I guess fuel cell vehicle maker, really, that has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I mean, they had plenty of problems, including a scandal with their ownership. Quick thoughts on that, Matt.
Well, it's interesting. You know, they've been trying to break into the market with this hydrogen fuel cell. It just hasn't taken off. And I think investors got impatient, and this is the result. You know, there needs to be a market for them, and there just isn't at this point.
Yeah, I think if we were going to see regulations that really made diesel trucks almost impossible to build or impossible to use, then they had a way forward. But I don't think now, at least for the next 4 years, they see much of a way forward, and they've been burning cash. So it's probably going to go away. And we're not going to go away. We're going to go away just for a second. And then when we come back, we will have two road tests. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
On the road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Matthew Lorenzo, Jack Nerad back with you for road test time. And we've got some fascinating vehicles, one very mainstream and one about as non-mainstream as you can imagine this time around. I was driving the Toyota Corolla, and we'll talk about that in a second. But Matt, you were driving the Polestar 3, and I'm really curious as your take on this, especially as an EV expert.
Well, yeah, the Polestar is a vehicle that not many people may be aware of. It started out as a performance-tuned version of Volvo's, and they spun it off into its own company to build electric vehicles. So I had the opportunity to drive the Polestar 3, which is their midsize two-row SUV. And it's remarkable about how much Volvo-ness there is in this vehicle. Because when you walk up to it, they use the Thor's hammer lights, lighting. You get inside, and the interior is very similar to other Volvo electric vehicles, with a large center screen that pretty much drives everything in the car. And it's a nice-sized vehicle, though. It's got a long roof. So the second row, even though it's got kind of sporty lines to it, The second row actually has really good headroom. So I give them credit for that, for not trying to make it more like a four-door coupe. But it's a great vehicle. I had the top-of-the-line dual motor, long range, 517 horsepower, 671 pound-feet of torque.
Yikes.
The thing is just a rocket. I mean, you will get to 50 in a blink of an eye. I mean, it's just really amazing on how quick this vehicle is. But because it's so powerful, the range on it it's 279 miles. Now, if you go with the base model that only has 300 horsepower, you'll go 350 miles. So that's really the decision here you need to make is, do you want that performance or do you want that range?
And I'm really curious. My sense is, the typical buyer of a vehicle, a typical buyer is not a performance buyer. They probably would much prefer the range to the performance. I think 90% of them feel that way. I mean, what's your sense of that?
Yeah. Well, I think this is just like the people who buy Model S Plaids. I mean, there's certain bragging rights to having that kind of horsepower and that kind of performance. But from a practical point of view, I think you'd be just as happy in 300 horsepower is still a lot of horsepower. And 350 miles of range, that's a significant, pretty much what a tank of gas can get you in most cars. So, and the price difference, there's at least a $12,000 price difference just to get that extra horsepower and those that extra all-wheel drive configuration.
Yeah, which is fascinating, right? I mean, you pay more, but you get less range when range seems to be the
right.
Key thing that you'd probably pay more for
right,
if you could.
Right. So, but overall, I enjoyed driving it. The throttle on this vehicle is kind of touchy. They do have a switch that's easily accessible on that center tablet to engage one pedal driving, but it's really aggressive. So I turned that off. And some of the controls were pretty easy to use from a touch point of view. They keep them up on the tablet so you can find them at least. Some other vehicles
right.
I've driven, you got to hunt and peck, and it's distracting, and I'm not a big fan. The other thing I kind of like, there was a little display right above the steering wheel that had your range, speedometer, and that was about it. And I was happy with that because I could see how much charge was left in the battery, how many miles it expected I could go, and my speed. And then there was a neat head-up display. So from that point of view, you can pretty much keep your eyes on the road and very easy, light steering, very quick. It's kind of a fun vehicle to drive.
Yeah, I'm going to drive one soon, and I'm really curious about it. They've got some issues, too, with all this tariff talk and where these vehicles are coming from and all that. I mean, maybe you can give us a little background on that, what your thoughts are about that.
Well, you know, the vehicles that come from China, they have pretty high tariffs on them. The vehicles that we get are either sourced in North America. Volvo has a plant in, North Carolina, and then plants in Europe. And we expect to see the vehicles come from there to avoid those tariffs. With the tax credits and all that other stuff, I mean, if you're really interested in a vehicle like this, I'd explore a lease because, again, the technology is changing rapidly. You're not making a long-term commitment to a car. And to be quite frank, Polestar is not one of those brands where there's a store on every corner. So if you do have a problem, there's somebody there to take care of it.
Yeah. Well, I would say regulations are changing, too. And we're liable to see that $7,500 tax credit that a lot of vehicles qualify for go away maybe by the end of the year, maybe sooner. We'll see. A lot going on there. So there's a lot of good reasons. If you want to move on an electric vehicle like the Polestar 3, this is probably a pretty good time.
Yep.
Well, I was driving a vehicle that used to be absolutely mainstream. I guess it's still pretty mainstream, but of course the market has shifted away from sedans and hatchbacks and those kind of things to SUVs. But I'm talking about the 2025 Toyota Corolla, still one of the biggest sellers out there. It is a compact sedan that continues in the Toyota tradition of reliability, efficiency, and safety. It makes very good sense. It's a very fuel-efficient vehicle, and it's a pretty cool technology. I was driving one that, well, I'll tell you a bit about the lineup and then tell you what I was driving about. The Corolla is available in four trims, LE, SE, FX, and XSE. And it has standard features like a 4.2 multi-inch information display. It has USB-C ports, wireless Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto, which is much appreciated. Tons of safety, and Toyota Safety Sense 3.0. So you got to like that. My test car was the Toyota Corolla FX, a sportier and more aggressive version of the Corolla, if you can think of an aggressive Corolla. From the 35,000-foot level, Matt, tell us about your thoughts on Corolla these days.
You know, I like the Corolla. It's a survivor. You know, sedans have been kind of going away. But, you know, if you need a compact car to get around, it's just a terrific vehicle. The build quality is great. It gets fantastic fuel economy. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to get into. It really probably, you know, for many people who are trying to find that SUV, they could find a Corolla a pretty good answer to most of their transportation needs. And it's one of those cars that it's almost like set it and forget it. I mean, it truly... You know, their quality is high. The maintenance is very inexpensive. It's just really a terrific economical car. And as a tightwad, I endorse it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are a tightwad. I know that about you. And it's one of your lovable qualities, Matt. This had a very cool exterior, actually. It had a black exterior with orange highlights, which is a little wild for a Toyota. So it had a pretty bold and dynamic look. It is built in Mississippi, so that's good. It's an American-made vehicle. And it is powered by a 2-liter four-cylinder engine that has teamed with a CVT. One of the Toyotas started to go to CVTs. They were using more conventional transmissions, automatic transmissions before, but this has got a CVT. It has a sports suspension with a little bit lower ride height, and it has a sport drive mode. I wouldn't say this is the sportiest vehicle of all time, and I was driving Mazda 3, I think maybe even tested it last week, that had a manual transmission, which brought more driver involvement. You can shift this yourself in your own way, but it's not exactly the same as a stick shift in your hand. At the same time, a good-looking vehicle that handles very, very well. And I think, a couple decades ago, this would have been thought of as a sports sedan, just the way it handles and great stuff. As I say, good-looking as well. A lot of technology inside, including a 10.5-inch Toyota audio multimedia system. They've done a great job, I think, with their multimedia lately. Toyota was quite a laggard before, but now they have wireless Apple CarPlay, wireless Android Auto, that kind of stuff. 7-inch digital gauge cluster as well, and wireless device charging. So this had all those kind of bells and whistles. You probably had the same experience with recent Toyota infotainment systems that I've had, Matt. Talk about that.
Yeah, they're fairly easy to use, and they do have redundant controls, which I always look for. Because, you know, when you're driving, you don't want to be hunting around for different controls. I kind of like the layout. I think the CVTs are getting better, but I'm still not. I don't know how you found it, but I'm kind of a gear transmission guy. It just feels more natural. They're the kind of cars that I've always basically grown up with. And
yeah, I would say in this case, it wasn't irritating. You would almost mistake it for a gear transmission. So, I mean, that's a big step forward versus the earlier CVTs where
exactly.
You had weird droning and, you know, kind of strangeness to it. I'm always amused by these vehicles, a continuously variable transmission that then feigns shifts.
Right.
You know, like, well, if you want shifts, why don't you get a geared transmission? It does. This vehicle does have Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, which is very, very good. It has pre-collision system, lane departure alert, full-speed adaptive cruise control. So a lot of great stuff there. And a smart key system, push-button start, so a lot of conveniences. This is just a really good vehicle for not a ton of money, actually. I think the price as tested was in the 20s. So I think just a lot to like about this Toyota FX, Corolla FX.
Sure. Yeah. And what was your fuel economy like?
Fuel economy was in the 30s. And so that's very, very good. I mean, again, I think it's undersung how good the fuel economy is out of a lot of these just conventional vehicles. I mean, when you put a CVT behind them, they get really good fuel economy. And when we come back, we will have a great interview for you. And we will be talking with Mike Evanoff, who is the Senior Manager of Product Planning for Hyundai Motor North America. He's an expert on the Hyundai IONIQ 5 XRT. So we'll be talking with him about that coming up. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles, Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you. We are on location, as you can tell, in Indio, California, where we're driving the 2025 Ioniq 5 from Hyundai. And with me is Mike Evanoff, who is a product planner, chief product planner at Hyundai, and expert on all things Hyundai. Thanks so much for being with us,
Thank you very much. Always great to be here.
Interesting day today, driving a facelifted version of the Ioniq 5, and then we're going to do some off-roading in the XRT version
of that. Didn't think you'd be doing that on an Ioniq 5, did you?
Yeah, exactly, and I'm going to talk to you about that. But let's dive into, you know, just what happened with the facelift. I think basically what I experienced this morning in driving this car is the few things that were maybe wrong with this car, you fixed.
Tweaks, little tweaks. I think Ioniq 5 has been very well received, you know, numerous accolades. Feedback from consumers has been very good. But we do listen to consumers a lot, in the media as well, everybody. And we wanted to, you know, with the refresh, you always take, you know, kind of take inventory of what you got and then how you want to improve it and focus on the areas. You know, from a styling perspective, it's a slight refresh. It's not major. But I think from a design perspective to begin with, the outgoing car was perfectly good.
Right.
Very good, actually. So just a little bit of tweaks here and there to update the styling.
If anything,
a little bit.
I think it's kind of more conventional. Would you say that?
Yeah,
a little bit less out there spaceshipy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the area we wanted to focus on was the usability and the functionality and that experience on the inside. Because some of the feedback we did get as far as the controls, so we've added more physical controls.
Which we love.
everybody does. And that's the constant thing between, you know, design and everyone else and engineering, because a lot of those soft buttons are easier, they're clean and streamlined, but I think consumers at the end of the day really prefer just the physical controls.
Yeah. And talk about some of the things you've done specifically, because there was one, I think, toggle between...
Some of my favorite is just something like the heated seats. Before, you would press a soft button on the HVAC system, which would then open up a screen, you know, on the head unit, and then you could adjust the heated seats, you know, different levels or whatnot. But it was kind of like a two-step process, and they're all soft button, you know. And so now it's just, you know, we've relocated to the center console. It's actual physical hard button, you know, the way it's been for so long.
Right.
Just, you know, cycle through the three different levels. It's all there, right at hand, easy to reach. It just makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it involves engineering to redo all of that. But, you know, I've seen us relocate vents in the dashboard to new locations just on a refresh. I mean, nobody usually does that in the automotive land. So the amount of length that we'll go to redo some of the things, especially given the consumer feedback.
Yeah, based on feedback, right?
Not just because we want to. Somebody goes, I want it this way. No,
it's just to make it work better, which is, I think we're seeing that across the board in this vehicle. Yeah. I mean, there's probably other examples too, right?
And the car worked, you know, perfectly fine. It's, you know, it's been number two seller and everything, so it's a great place to start. You just got to make those little tweaks to make it just that much better. Even like the tune, we always had a volume knob, we always have that. But just the tuning used to be a toggle switch up and down.
Right.
Much more intuitive just to do a scrolling knob. So we added a knob for that and just, you know, made it more intuitive in general in the whole area. And like I said, by adding those physical switches to the center, opens up real estate on that area so you can make it a little simpler. So everything just kind of works together.
Yeah. Any other changes inside that you think are important to talk about?
You know, new steering wheel, then that comes with the refresh. Also, we've now, you know, we've got the four dots on the steering wheel. The four dots is H in Morse code, so that's kind of like our little Easter egg. Well, now they're illuminated to give another level of feedback, of interaction with the driver, whether it be, you know, charging status or when you have a voice command, it'll give you like a response or a prompt on that. Just, you know, little things like that. The head unit itself is our next generation of head unit, so we bring wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto to the
mix.
Where it was wired before, we heard that from everybody.
Right.
So we knew it was coming with the new generation head unit, so that's now there. Plus you can get over-the-air updates. People aren't familiar, you can actually Much like your phone nowadays, you get updates. So now we can do that not just for map data and for the navigation system, but also for the vehicle itself, for the powertrain, for other things.
And not everybody is doing that, even with over-the-air updates, right? I mean, a lot of those over-the-air updates are just for nav.
And that's all it's been. I think there was a lot of, especially in the automotive industry, a lot of concerns over security, you want the consumer coming back to the dealership, obviously, to have that interaction, because that's the whole circle of life with the consumer.
And coming back,
I'm going back to my dealership days, but you want to manage that relationship and keep it going back. So I think some manufacturers felt you were losing that control, or not control, but that interaction.
Yeah.
But
they want to stay in touch, and it kind of makes sense.
But with today's, in today's world where everything is updated, wirelessly via over the air updates, you got to come with the times and join that crew.
Right. Yeah. There have been some changes, I think, to battery capacity, a little more range. Walk us through that, because that's important.
So we've got two batteries. We've got the standard range battery, so that's gone up 5 kilowatt per hour to 63 total. And also we've got the long range battery that went up just over 6 kilowatt hours from 77.4 to 84. Or 82.
So, I think it's like something like that. And then the top range is something like 312, 319 miles.
319. So the longest configuration is the rear-wheel drive configurations, and that went from 303 in the prior refresh to now 319. And even the standard range battery is up to 245, which with the advances we're getting in infrastructure, and there is more. The charging is always a challenge with the infrastructure, but I have seen it get better and better. I think even that 245 miles, that's very usable, especially if you have at-home charging, level 2.
Yeah. You were just over 200, 210 or something like that before, so 245 is a lot better. It really is a lot better.
And at the same time, we don't want to – batteries are – there's weight and there's cost.
Right.
And you can throw a huge battery into it and get all that range, but how efficient is that? So we only went, like 5 kilowatts here, 6 or 7 kilowatts there. It's a small, but, combined with the efficiency, you can realize up to like 25-mile gains from that. But we got to manage, the weight and the cost as well, so that all factors into the equation.
Well, and price is important. Yes. I mean, it's critical here, because an electric vehicle is premium versus an internal combustion engine vehicle.
Yep.
Even a hybrid or something like that.
Yes.
So.
And then, hybrid is becoming more and more prevalent as, electrification takes over, and it's gonna continue. The headwinds to full EV adoption has slowed down a little bit. Everybody understands and knows that. But we're just trying to make that transition that much easier through the vehicle itself, through the charging infrastructure, through the affordability, all of that to try and make the transition easier.
Well, I want to talk more about the vehicle itself specifically and talk about the XRT too, but from a 35,000 foot level, I mean, what Hyundai is offering, you as a product planner offering, is vehicle choice, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from internal combustion engine vehicles to hybrids to plug-in hybrids and then full electrification and even fuel cell.
And even fuel cell, yeah. So we always want to give the customer choices, and that's kind of a great segue into the XRT, because we want to give them that choice. An electric vehicle obviously is very efficient, great for commuting. We've also shown racetrack performance with the Ioniq 5N,
which is a fun car, well received.
You can hit apexes on the track, but now we want to broaden that appeal even more from a more recreational standpoint. And with the advent of overlanding and people, especially post-COVID, we've gone through a lot, and people really want to spend time outside and in nature, and so we want to make those electric vehicles now a little bit more capable to get you to that destination, which
and there
brings
are,
us to this location
Yeah, I can't
today.
Wait to drive it and find out about the capabilities. But you've done things like you've added some ground clearance, you've raised the suspension a bit, and then you have tires that I think give you a little more ground clearance, right?
So,
talk about that.
So, especially for an off-road application, at least me personally, I like to try and keep the wheel sizes, a little bit on the smaller side. The bigger wheels, more weight, lower profile. You want
big sidewalls.
You want big sidewalls. Like on the track, you want low sidewalls for deflection. On off-road, you want that meat there. You want that not only the cushion but the protection, and just the traction. So, where the standard car has like 19 and 20 inch wheels, the XRT is an 18. It's wrapped in a all-terrain tire, which is a first for us on an electric vehicle. And it's actually fun on the street too, as well as off-road the higher ride height is about 1 inch higher ground clearance, which immediately transfers into, you know, departure and approach angles, which is important on overlanding and off-roading and such. So that helps. It's all a benefit. We just want to give the customer choices. And if that's, you know, where they want to focus on, we've got a choice for them. Racetrack, we've got that one.
And you have interesting styling with this thing, too. You have, with the XRT, you have different cladding on it with really kind of interesting camouflage. Talk about that
some of the other things available. So one of the, especially moving forward, XRT, I mean, protection is going to be a big part of XRT. And we do have the cladding on the sides that it extends up higher than the standard car, just to give that a little bit more of a protection. We actually have recovery hooks, very prominent recovery hooks on the front of the vehicle.
Right. Real recovery hooks,
real
too.
Recovery
yeah,
hooks,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
And not,
I mean,
not
they're,
faux recovery.
They're real.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what, like I said, with the height, but also the, you know, the pixel theme has been big to ever since Ioniq 5 launched, the pixelation and the dots and everything. So they actually, you know, came up with their own digital camo kind of relief that's in all the cladding itself. You know, from far away, you really can't see it, but then when you get closer, it's just kind of subtly, it's just a nice subtle little add. Just
and depend on the
different
light. I mean, it looks different depending on where the light is hitting it. So it's very cool, 3D kind of thing.
So yeah, very excited to add that to the repertoire for Ioniq 5.
Who is, and maybe it's too soon to tell, but I'd love to ask the question anyway, who is the buyer of an off-road battery electric?
You know, it really, I think, varies either from, you know, younger generations to older generations. Like I said, post-COVID, I think a lot of more people want to get out, want to spend time away, just get away. The addition of electrification really adds some interesting elements to it, whether you can control torque front and rear, even potentially individual wheels left to right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of capability that's built into these electric vehicles.
And you've got kind of low-end torque, right?
Low-end and you don't have, like, axle wind-up or drive shafts to deal with. Each motor's independently, and you can control those motors independently. So it really opens up a whole new world of possibilities when you get into off-road and traction, like we've seen on the racetrack as well with the 5N.
And I think a lot of times, you know, when you're off-roading, you're not going tons of miles. You're going slower.
Right.
So, I mean, a range of, 200 or, you know, mid-200s or something like that, probably perfectly appropriate for that kind of vehicle.
And then, like I said, with the infrastructure for charging, you know, steadily advancing and getting more and more. I mean, we're not too far from Joshua Tree. I know there's some new charging state points have opened up there.
Right.
So
you're headed up there this weekend,
I'm heading up this weekend after all this, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, that should be cool. Yep. That should be cool. Well, certainly this is a challenging time for a product planner, I would imagine, right?
It's amazing how much the industry is changing literally daily, and it definitely keeps us on our toes. But I think we at Hyundai respond to it very quickly and give consumers what they want.
And I think when you refresh a vehicle, what were you most excited about when you were able to, change or fix or do that kind of thing on
this
actually, vehicle?
You know, when a car is very well received, and, you know, I hate to use the word hit, but I mean, it's done very well in the marketplace, especially as we've had other EVs before with Ioniq. Was the five-door hatch was our first EV. We've had way more EVs before that, even in the Korean domestic market. But that's always a challenge because, you know, if it's not well received and you get tons of you know your target areas.
Yeah,
this one
was
a little bit different. You really had to, we went through all the data, we listened to the customers, did the research, and like I said, the functionality and usability, little tweaks, but I think just, you know, it takes that user experience, you know, from a 90 to a 95 to a 98, you know, it just ups it just that much more because you're so close and just kind of push it over the edge.
Yeah, and really no manufacturer has emulated what you're doing in terms of charging and, you know, using 800 volts and that kind of, I'm kind of surprised by that. Are you surprised by that? Talk to us
a little
that.
Bit. I mean, we went all in. That decision for 800 volt was made long before we launched, you know, Ioniq 5, but that was the car to kind of launch this whole thing. And we knew, you know, range anxiety, still a thing, but definitely a thing back then, especially when you had ranges that weren't as far. So we knew charging speed was going to be one of the keys to adoption. So that's why we made that commitment to 800 volts.
Well, Mike Evanoff, thanks so much for being with us.
We appreciate it.
And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jackie Brad with you, and it is listener question time. We love to get your questions and comments, so please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Matt, I've got a question that I think is right up your alley. I want to see your reaction to it. I'm also going to listen for your reaction to it because that's better on the radio. Here is the question from Kenneth. He's in Boulder, Colorado, and he says this: how will the upcoming emissions regulation changes affect car prices?
It's a great question from Kenneth, and I think everybody's going to get a break. You know, if they at least freeze them or try to roll them back, you'll see that car prices will be stable. They'll probably come down a little bit. And this is the sort of breathing room that the manufacturers need, because on the mandated schedule, the whole idea behind increasing the emissions regulations was to make gas cars more expensive, not necessarily to make EVs cheaper, so that there'd be a preference cascade towards EVs. So that's out the window with the Trump administration. So hopefully we'll see some stability in car pricing.
Right. By making gasoline cars more expensive, they, of course, help people turn to EVs. Well, Matt, remind folks the name of your book and how to order it, because they shouldn't be doing that.
I've written How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, a Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. It's both on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And on my website, tightwadgarage.com. And it's basically a how-to guide on buying an electric car and what it's like to live with one.
Right. It's a great book and very up to date. So look for that. I am very proud to announce that my newest crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available for pre-order. It also includes a special bonus, a copy of Ted West's Closing Speed that we talk about on the show, his racing novel. So if you order that now, pre-order, you'll get a link to Ted West's book as well. So we'll have all that stuff in the show notes for those people who follow the show that way. And if you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And we're available as a podcast, and we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so subscribe to those if you would. And Matt, it's terrific having you with us. I always enjoy it. Thanks so much.
Great to be here, Jack, as always.
We want to thank our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road, and most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices out there, so the fact that you're listening to us honors us. We appreciate that. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.